All right, ladies, as I'm walking to buy myself some chocolate, I thought I'd share my business plans with you, because that's what you do when you go for a walk, right? So I just sat down and I mapped out my quote-unquote launch plan for ClaimedX. So if you haven't listened to my updates about where I'm at in business and what's happening for me, you can go listen to the last 5 episodes where I've shared my journey. Basically, I'm transitioning into running a mastermind. I had my onboarding call with my first client already, and I have another one on Friday, which is super exciting. So I've been literally like, you know when you know that something needs to get done, but like you're not doing it, and then life just throws things at you, like, you know, String and I were traveling for 4 days in Sydney, and then my 5-year-old got really sick, and like I've just been relaxing so much in the last 3 months or so. Like I haven't been doing like hard work. Basically, I've been recovering from burnout, and I like pleasure bombed myself, and I literally like just allowed myself to do nothing. And I guess I was kind of waiting for, not waiting, but my quest now in my journey to build a $1 million business in a way that feels good to me is also seeing how can I honor my cycles, my natural cycles, because we're all different, right? And as I'm walking, there's cars around, so please forgive the noise. So, you know, we're all different, and we build our businesses, and the way we work is also different. We all have different energy levels, stuff like that. And so I'm definitely experimenting with my menstrual cycle, not experimenting, but I'm following my menstrual cycle and seeing, okay, how do I feel like in that? But also my energy levels, you know, like it seems like I'm someone who, when I have the energy and the inspiration comes or whatever, my tank is full, like I need to fully go for it. So like a sprinter, right? And then I need like periods of rest. I was listening to a podcast episode, and this woman said that, you know, when she is going to speak at events, what she counts in her fee as a speaker is actually the two days before and after that she spends on like travel, recovery, blah blah blah. And I thought, oh, that's a brilliant idea actually, because you're not only charging for the time that you're actually doing the work, quote unquote, which is speaking on stage, but you're also charging for the time that it takes you to obviously prepare that speech, yeah, and to travel and to get there, whatever, and also the time to decompress, which not a lot of us do. I definitely didn't. And so anyways, so now I'm like, okay, Anna, time to get the fucking work done, right? Like my hands are itchy. I'm like, like 5-year-old, go to school, like no more travel, like, you know, like I'm like, I just need 4 to 5 hours of uninterrupted time. So I finally sat down today and plan it all out. So how I'm gonna plan this, how I'm gonna launch this, is in 3 phases, okay? So I have to give you some background. But before I give you some background, we're team tagging with String this week because my 5-year-old is sick, right? This is all the fucking challenges that go with you being a mother and a family and whatnot. It's like, she's sick, who stays with her at home, right? And I acknowledge that both of us have the privilege to actually even fucking decide who stays with her at home, you know what I mean? We both work online and we have a very flexible schedule, thank you. Because I'm imagining, like, fuck, what if we both worked from 9 to 5 with crazy bosses and traffic? Like, what would I do? I don't know. Like, I literally don't know. Like, what do you do? Do you call a babysitter at 7 a.m. and say, hey, can I pay you $30 an hour and you stay with my child? Like, what? I don't have grandmothers here. Like, I don't have... So anyways, so we had to kind of decide, but... So we kind of said, okay, we'll just split it. You know, like he takes mornings, I take afternoons, things like that. So we did that for like 3 days. And then what I realized is that, okay, this is not working because none of us are getting any fucking work done. So we had to also decide on who is the one. Okay, so we're like, okay, someone needs to be fully working, like getting things, moving things forward in terms of money. Because String and I mean, we're not in a tight position, but it's like, okay, savings are like going down. Things need to fucking shift and change here, you know? And so this is where my masculine side, when it needs to, I've learned to regulate it, but this is where my masculine side kind of stood up and said, oh, String, like, what are we, like, we, you know. So how we made that decision is the one who has the most potential to make the most amount of cash fast is the one who takes the time to work, and the one who doesn't takes care of the kids. So this is a scenario where in your relation, in my relationship and in my marriage, we basically have switched roles now. I'm in my masculine, he's in his feminine. And it's okay to do that sometimes, you know, although I'm like, I am the feminine masculine polarity girl, for sure, 100%. But I've always told my clients that you got to find that sweet spot between, you know, 80-20, 70-30, even 60-40. The danger zone, the huge danger zone is when you're in the 50-50, yeah? So in our relationship, I would say it's 80-20. Like, I'm mostly in my feminine 80% of the time. Obviously not when I'm at work and shit, right? But when we're in a relationship. However, this also depends on seasons and cycles, yeah? So, for example, your committed masculine man might be out of a fucking job. Am I swearing too much? I need to tone it down. Or, you know, your committed masculine man's business is not working. And whatever. So this is the time where you as a woman need to step up and, you know, work harder for a few months, or be away from the kids for a few months, because you are the one who has the ability and the potential to make cash faster right now to support the family. Now, if that happens all the time from now on, that's a problem. So I know that. So where we are right now with String is that I'm sitting literally on a gold mine of cash. I don't want to call it cash. I mean, these are all beautiful women, okay? Like, I've loved working with these women, you know, over the years, and I'm just transitioning, yeah? And so I currently have 600 clients, past and present, who have signed up for the client program. That's my database. And he has nothing because he's just starting a business. So we kind of sat there and said, okay, realistically speaking, it was quite obvious that I'm the one who, by launching a campaign, by doing a few calls, blah, 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 I can generate income fast. That's what we need to replenish our savings account, blah, 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 moving to Bali, Europe, you know. And while I do that, and while Zoe's getting better and she's going back to school, String is back on working on building his business. So that's pretext, context, and background. So here are my three. I divided it in like three phases of this launch of the ClaimDex program. Well, actually four. My pre-launch, so to say, was I basically, so how I got my three clients, well, it was three, now it's two. I'll explain why. Well, actually, how I got my like two clients was, well, the first client who actually didn't sign up, and she's signing up in a couple of months, was my friend. I recorded an episode about this, how I said no to her, stuff like that. Anyways, timing isn't right. So she's not in right now, but she'll be in June. At least she told me that, which is totally fine. And the other two women, how I found them, I basically sent like a survey. I called it like entrepreneurship survey. By the way, as I'm speaking about this, I also know that my claimed women clients are obviously listening to this podcast. Not all of them, but a few, especially who have businesses. And I have this thing in me. I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm sharing with you, with them, what I'm doing and the behind the scenes. So it's a bit of a, I guess, a tender, vulnerable spot. But I also know that, you know, they also messaged me and they really love seeing the behind the scenes of what I'm doing and everything. So I just have to let it go, whatever. So the first one was my friend. The second woman was, and my friend, by the way, how I know her is through a very masculine mastermind that I've been a part of for 2 years previously. And the second one is through my current mastermind, who I'm in a, with a male mentor who I'm finishing up. Okay, so the first two women were actually from masterminds, from previous masterminds. And then the third woman came from Claimed. So what I did is, in the pre-phase, I sent a survey to all of my Claimed clients, and I called it something like entrepreneurship, business, blah, blah. And in that survey, I asked, do you have a business? If you have a business, what kind of business it is? What's your income level? What is your biggest challenge? What is your desired goal? Blah, blah. So out of, well, I should say not 600, out of 550 women of my past and current clients in the Claim program, that's the only offer that I had, by the way, for the last 4 years, probably like 17 women filled it in. I only sent one email, right? If I sent more, more women would have filled it. But I was like, eh, whatever, I don't know. I wasn't planning or thinking about it too much. And so out of the 17 women, like five of them were actually qualified. And when I say qualified, I was basically looking at any woman who was making at least 100K a year in her business. But even that, I don't think would qualify. Simply because of the level of investment and also the level of women who are already in and all of that. Because, you know, like, here's the thing. I really don't want to make this about numbers, because I know that, I mean, women who are just, there might be women who are just starting a business and they're like incredible and amazing, and they might have, you know, I can think of a few clients, of my Claim clients, for example, like retired executives and whatever, who's just starting, like they're brilliant and amazing. But you know, for a group or for a mastermind to be like very effective, efficient, to feel good, the level of women in this group has to be similar. And when I say similar, I really mean at a similar development or a phase in their business. So if it's 100K a year business, you're like, congratulations, amazing that you've even made that. Because, well, I mean, it depends on the business, right? I know a lot about the coaching industry because I'm a coach, and getting to six figures is like a coach's dream. Most coaches don't even get there, right? And then from 100K a year, we go to like, there's this gap between, then you get to 250, half a mil, and then a million, right? So out of the 17 who filled it in, there was one woman who was making between a million and 10 million. There were a few women who were making between 250 and half a million. And basically that's it, yeah? So, but I only sent one email. And I also know that, for example, out of 550 past and previous clients for the last 4 years, only 300 of them are actually like, well, when I say active, it's not, and some of them, you know, are lifetime access. Some of them have enrolled for 1 year and then 6 months. So many of them are kind of dispersed. Maybe they're not even receiving my emails, looking at it, because they're like, okay, found my masculine man. Thanks, Anurova. Move on. You know what I mean? So anyways, and I got on all these calls with women. I also messaged some of them personally. And guess what? One client enrolled, and who was that client? That's the woman who's making one to 10 million. So that's it. But you know, like what I did, I sent one email and it was a freaking survey. And then I messaged her. I sent her like my little VSL video. And then, you know, I recorded an episode how it was the easiest thing ever to sell a $20,000 client. So that's what I did. This was like phase one. And now I'm like ready. My goal is to enroll at least three. I actually know that through the next three phases, I have a sense that I'll enroll between five and seven. Let's see how this goes. You can do the math in your head. but we started already, yeah? So, okay, phase one, I am creating a wait list. I just sent an email for a wait list. And I basically said that, hey, you know, finally, I mean, my clients know that I'm launching something new because I hired a coach to coach for me in the Claimed. I might be closing the claim program or pausing it, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, hey, I'm working on like properly launching this and like letting you know. But in the meantime, I want to create this like excitement. I want to build a wait list to see who's interested. So this wait list, the first people who want to really know about this will also receive some benefits and bonuses and so on. I got this idea from like a podcast that I listened to, and then a woman who I'm working with, she's also done that with her launch of the program. So anyways, I'm just trying and experimenting, right? So I'm doing that. We'll see. I mean, I might have no one who freaking says, ah, I want to be on a wait list. I might have women who are not qualified, whatever. So with that wait list, so that's phase number one, right? So starting tomorrow, I'm working on an email campaign, which is probably going to be about 5 to 7 emails, where I'm really taking out the main points of, okay, what is this about? What is this mastermind about? What are the most important points? I already filmed the video and I have like a manifesto, so that's a good starting point. Anyway, so I'll create that whole email campaign, and at the end of the email campaign, I will basically, so in the email campaign, there's going to be emails sending them to a video, basically my video sales letter, which is about 20 minutes or something, 23 minutes. And then link to, if you're interested, this resonates, link to book a call with me, okay? And I'll say, I'm only opening this to 15 spots. Well, I want to convert 5, 20% conversion rate. Okay, 25 spots, all right. 25 slots for the next 2 weeks. I'm actually planning this as I'm talking, because I'm not that far ahead, right? But if I want to convert 5 women, say that's my goal, I need to have 25 calls, because conversion rate is 20%. So 25 calls over the next 2 weeks is about 12 calls a week. And by the way, I've had 6 calls so far. Some of the women were very honest with me and open and said, look, this is not for me, but I'm happy to jump on a call with you. So I did that. So I don't know if you can really consider that as a discovery call or sales call, or whatever. But anyways, this was all for research. And in fact, all sales calls are for research. Like, every single call that I got on a call with a woman, I got a lot out of it. In fact, with one woman who was about to sign up, I actually found this amazing woman called Anna Kinkela on Instagram, who does like nervous system capacity and whatever. And I signed up for one of her programs, which was amazing. So anyways, you never know. So that's what I'm going to do. And so to the wait list, what I'm going to do is, whoever's going to, I mean, unless like 5 women sign up for a wait list, I'm not going to run this whole campaign. But basically what I want to do is, those who sign up for a wait list, they get to know about this first. So I might actually, I don't know, I was thinking of, you know, creating this whole email sequence for like 7 days and sending it just to the wait list and telling them, hey, you have 7 days to book a call with me if you want, and you get access to all these bonuses. So the bonuses that I thought of, I was like brainstorming bonuses, and bonuses just for this wait list, right? I will probably offer them 2 one-on-one coaching sessions with me. Then 6 months access to the claim program. So 2 one-on-one coaching sessions with me valued at $2,500. 6 months access to the claim program valued at $5,800, because that's how much my 6-month claim program is. And then I thought, oh, it would be fun to offer them like a discount for a photo session. So I'm actually planning. So my mastermind is going to be a year-long mastermind with coaching, calls, blah, blah, blah. We're also going to meet in person for these events. So we're going to Italy in June, and we're going to Mexico in December. And so you probably don't know, but I'm a certified personal stylist, and I also finished a course on editorial styling, which is basically being a stylist on like fashion well, all kinds of photo shoots, yeah? And the editorial, I still need to get my certification for that. But the editorial styling is actually really where my passion is, and I am so excited about this. For the longest time, I was thinking, oh my God, well, first of all, I'm excited and passionate about fashion. I'm going to do another episode about this. I'm just telling you How does this relate to this? Because everything is so related, right? So what I want to offer to my clients, and both of my current clients, when I ask them, are you interested in a photo shoot opportunity on site? Meaning that wherever we travel, Italy or Mexico, well, Italy is not going to happen because it's way too complicated. I'm going to be there with string and kids and blah. Anyways, but Mexico, yes. So what I want to do is I want to create photo shoots with them on site, meaning that before we do our event, say in Mexico, we're going to meet 2 days before and do a photo shoot, which is going to be either, you know, branding, business, lifestyle, boudoir, whatever you want, right? And I'll work with them as a stylist and find a photographer and blah, blah, blah. I still haven't thought about how I'm going to price this or whatever, but I just thought, oh, okay, I can offer a bonus of $1,000 off this photo shoot. So this wait list, my idea is that this wait list is going to get these three bonuses, okay? If they sign up, say, if they book a call within the next 7 days, and of course, like, they would need to sign up to receive these bonuses. So after the wait list, and it really depends, like, as I said, if just five women are going to sign up for a wait list, I'm going to be like, whatever. I'm probably going to just send them the video and say, hey, you signed up for a wait list, you've raised your hand, you were the first ones, here's the video, let's jump on a call, and I'll still offer them these bonuses. But if there's a large amount of women, I don't know what's a large amount of women, but you know, I'm going to run the whole campaign just to the wait list for 7 days. And then, oh shit, I just remembered that in the email that I sent, I didn't exclude that client. Which I need to do now. Anyways, so, okay, so that's phase one wait list. Now, 7 days pass, then I'm starting to promote the mastermind to my list of clients. That's phase two, to actual whole list of clients, which is like 550 women, right? Same email campaign, just less bonuses and a deadline, and probably just like 25 spots next 2 weeks. Watch this video, apply. And actually, I'm just gonna actually do application only. I'm not gonna show them my calendar because, again, you know, I already sent a survey, and out of 17 women, only 5% were qualified. So probably like 30% were qualified. So I don't want to send it to everyone. I just don't want to get on call with women. It's not like waste my time, but I really want to speak to women who are like a good fit. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to actually let them simply apply and see what they have in their answers and their income level and all that. So that's what I'm going to do with my client list. So that's phase two. And then the third phase after that, I'm following this kind of strategy of hot, warm, cold, yeah? So hot were the women who are like, are in my proximity, I can message them one-on-one, whatever, this is like pre-phase, yeah? Warm is like my actual clients, because they've paid me money before, they've achieved results, so if they own a business or they're CEO, they are willing to like go deeper and further with me. And then the third stage, the third plan, well, the second stage with my clients is kind of divided into two, because there's a wait list and then the whole list. And then the third, I'm going to go to my 20,000 email list, basically run the same campaign, to be honest with you, the same emails, just obviously a little bit adjusted in terms of dates, but also probably how I talk to them, because they're not my clients. And then Instagram, podcast, blah, blah. So I will be releasing a podcast episode about that. That's it. So this is all starting, well, today's April 3rd. This is all starting April 3rd, and I will be doing that whole thing probably. So probably the next 3 weeks April is about that. My goal for April is to enroll 5 clients, which you can do the math on. Cash generated, so that means revenue generated 100k, and then we'll see how much cash in the bank. That's it. And obviously I think in May I will give you an update, and I'm kind of scared because if I have a shitty update to give, I wouldn't want to give it. But I have to, because now I have committed myself to you. Well, not to you, but I've shared my plan. And then I'm going to be like, oh shit, zero clients signed up, which I know is not going to probably happen. Oh my God, fingers crossed. I'm going to be like, oh my God, 10 women signed up. Oh, fuck. Got to do some embodiment around that. Okay, talk soon. Bye.